I'm joined by Lena from the Revolutionary Leadership Council for Damascus. Lena, can you shed any light on what happened in Damascus overnight and these claims that six key figures within the Assad regime have been killed?
Well, we have confirmation from the Free Syrian Army, from the battalion itself, that an operation took place yesterday. It was carried out, and it went just well. But we still have no confirmation of those who were hurt or those who died because of it. So now we are still waiting for the news to see who really died and who really didn't. But we have confirmation that something happened yesterday. We're just waiting for the information to unravel in time.
And apparently, at least, I think, one or two of these figures initially identified have appeared on Syrian TV or in recorded tape calls. Are you aware of this?
Yes, of course, but we still have other four figures who did not appear so far, and perhaps they may not appear. Some of them may be dead now, and some of them might be recovering from what happened last night. We were told that they were poisoned, but we don't know who died so far, as I told you. So maybe the regime is taking some time now to try to solve what's happening, trying to cover up for what happened. Maybe they're waiting for those who are still sick and not dead to recover, and they will appear on TV in time after they're well. But we think that at least one or two figures died yesterday.
And you say you believe they were poisoned. Do you have any more information about how that was achieved?
Actually, I can't give more information about that part yet.
Okay, and there were a lot of there were videos posted of a lot of gunfire, etc. Was this part of the same operation, or do you know?
Well, last night was really loud here in Damascus. Everybody could hear gunfire, explosion. We think that there are RBG explosions. We think that they are related. The two operations are related.
And so this gunfire, was this from both sides?
Yes, we believe so.
And what's the situation in Damascus today?
Today, actually, it's very calm. Unlike other days, people are afraid to go out. Everybody's trying to figure out what happened yesterday. Some people could hear sirens, ambulance since the morning. But today, Damascus is not the same. We can tell you that. So much has changed today. Let's say if those six key figures did not die, supposedly, at least we know that the regime is scared now. They know that the Free Syrian Army can get to them, because we know that the operation yesterday was implemented and